Now on the BBC World Service, mysterious underwater music in a muddy Sri Lankan lagoon. I'm Cicely Fell, and I travelled to Batticaloa to meet the Tamil fishermen who learned to navigate by the sound of a strange aquatic chorus. But after 30 years of civil war and the devastating tsunami, does anything remain of the singing fish of Batticaloa?
It's said to be heard the clearest on a quiet night, when the moon is at the full and one must go by boat, plunge an oar below the surface of the waters and put the other end of the oar to one's ear and then listen.
Batticaloa, the land of the singing fish, yes. I used to hear them myself when I went into the lagoon years ago. I used to swim in the lagoon there, yeah. You could hear the singing fish, especially at night when it was quiet.
The first time I listened was in 1946. I was returning home from after a second show, film show. It was about 1 a.m. I was walking down the Kallari Bridge. I heard something, a musical sound. I thought it was the noise made by the telegraphic wires. So I sat there, and I waited there for more than 2 or 3 hours. And that was the first time I listened to the singing fish. It was something like a musical performance by some musicians underwater. It's an experience which very few people would have had.
It sounded like a man idly playing on the keys of a piano, bass notes and treble notes. Or like someone rubbing a finger around the rim of a wet wine glass.
Batticaloa, the muddy lagoon.
My name is Prince Kasinada. I claim no title to royalty because of this name. My major interest has been in journalism. And my greatest joy is using this typewriter. While using the typewriter frequently has given me much happiness, there has been also a sense of fear. And during the war days, it was very dangerous to report. And many of us were tempted to remain silent. But I enjoyed it. One of the recent articles I am trying to work on is an article on the singing fish. And Batticaloa is known as the land of the singing fish. But even today, there are skeptics and doubting Thomases. Everybody thinks it's a myth. They laugh. Singing fish? You are trying to pull not one leg, you are trying to pull both my legs and bring me down to earth, is it?
Kadal Kanni, Sirens of the Kaladi Bridge.
From the childhood, I have heard many stories about singing fish. Usually, they involve something about mermaid. But the problem is, I never believed that one. I'm interested in sand, so I want to know, I want to identify what the creature is. And so in that case, we can preserve it. We already know that the amount of the creature or the fish which is making the sound is decreasing. It's a mystery. Because these days, you won't hear much about the sound of the fish. But in the old days, like 50s, 60s, my father told me that they could hear them clearly.
One note here, Then there's a response about 5 or 6 yards away. Then 2 or 3 more join. Then some more join. And after a few minutes, it was beautiful. It was like an orchestra. Actually, I think they go on singing till dawn. So long as there is no disturbance, they will sing.
It is a fact that these sounds, that they have a basis of reality. That there is music emanating from the lagoon. But how do we get at the musician? Who are these singers? Supposing we are able to find out from where the music comes, how does that help us in any way? Discovering who the choristers are is not going to make so much of a dent in the normal activities and sufferings of the people. The singing fish is not a major life and death story. There are more things eating up the vitals of the people.
The science navigators, deeper into the mystery.
The singing fish has been like a historical symbol for Baltic lore. So we are interested in knowing that which one is making the sound. So in a way we can define it like a heritage or something. So we can preserve it, so we can tell the world about it. We are going to take a small boat, and around midnight we are going to travel near the Baltic Lore Bridge. It is said that near the full moon days we could hear them clearly. So we are going to use a waterproof microphone, and we are going to insert that microphone into water, and we are trying to record any sounds if it comes out.
Much research has taken place about this phenomenal singing fish of Baltic Lore. There were foreign visitors who tried their best to unravel the mystery of how and when and where the music came up from. The Reverend Father J.W. Lang and a fellow priest got into a boat and went on this lagoon to try to trace who the so-called singers are.
We took the ladder from a football, put the microphone in it, and then sealed it up, put it down into the water, and recorded it. We did not have nice recorders like you have today. Today everything is so changed, it's unbelievable, really. So I came here by ship in 1951, and it took me about 5 weeks to get here because we came on one of these cargo ships with 3 or 4 passengers. My name is Lloyd Anthony Lorio. I am a Jesuit priest. That is where we recorded the singing fish, right there at that bridge by St. Sebastian Church. We did not have all of the noise in those days. I went swimming in the lagoon, we could hear the singing fish when things were quiet. Some people were saying, oh, it's frogs or something like that. But no, it was completely different.
Back in the 50s or 60s, they were researching about this singing fish, but the idea itself got lost into the air because of the local conflict. Therefore, nobody bothered to look about it. So in order to renew that idea, in order to renew that there is still the singing fish and it is still a fact, so as a scientific group, we decided to make a trip into the lagoon at the midnight because those old recordings of 50s and 60s are kind of lost, actually.
After the war situation, everything stopped and there was a big gap. nobody didn't know whether this singing fish is still there. So after 30 years, we science navigators wanted to listen to the music again.
மலைகள் இருக்கு தானே, கல்லுகள் இருக்குது. அதாவது பாடுறது ஒரு ஒரு விஷயம் பாடும். அது வந்து ராகங்கள், அது அதை இனி அழுது பகுத்தா தான் ராகங்கள் வரும். ரெண்டு பேரும் செல்லுத்தன் பாலசிங்.
He's fishing in Lagoon for 30 years he's fishing, and he says his experience regarding singing fish. And what he says is, you can hear almost everywhere, especially when there are rocks under the water. He also says, when they catch the fish, they make sounds even inside the boat. There are a lot of fish can make sound, it seems. So he says it's probably not one fish making this sound all. Probably a group of different kind of fishes.
The two main theories have been that it is what is called in Tamil the Uri, a kind of a shell almost resembling a ice cone. And it is the occupants of that shell who make the noise. Then there are others who think that it is some species of fish that make the sound.
Padamine, an underwater song map.
பாடி மீன், நாங்கள் மீன் பிடிக்க குளிச்சு போனேன்னா அந்த பாடி மீன்ன்றது கல்லாம் கற்று.
What he said is, we do fishing based on the sound of the singing fish. Even in the dark, when they pull a fish from the water, they can understand the kind of fish from the sound.
Bok, 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 bok. Para kutti, para lila.
Sometimes when they go fishing, the climate might be foggy or misty. They can't see where they are. At that moment, what they do is, with the help of the oar, they dip one end into the sea, put the other end to their ear, and listen the sound of the conch shell.
இப்ப வந்து இப்படி இருப்பது கிடையில இபிஐஜில அங்க மார்க் பண்ணிட்டு வர்றாங்க. அங்கே ஓடிது போகலே, அங்கே கத்து அம்மரா மீனை பிடிக்குது வரான்.
He's saying that navigating with the help of oar better than the modern equipment such as GPS.
என்ன என்ன பிரச்சனைன்னா, பிரச்சனை காலம் அது ஆர்மி போஸ்ட் இல்லை. இவ்வளோ இவ்வளோ கூட நாங்கள் ஃபோனில் இருக்கிறோம்.
Earlier, during the war, we couldn't access to this place where we are standing here because the Kaladi Bridge was under the control of military. You can't even stay and listen to the sound of the singing fish.
Blackout. Song interrupted.
During the so-called 30-year war, visitors and others going on this lagoon to hear the music were restricted, in the sense that the government in power thought that some saboteurs may try to do harm and create civil unrest. People were not very keen to be out, especially at night time. They felt it would endanger their life. So even others who wanted to investigate all this did it in a cloud of fear. In fact, we even had blackouts where we were told to put black paper around our bulbs and that no light should penetrate outside the homes, and we were in a situation of darkness. So that fear was there.
Too many things which I prefer to forget, really. people have suffered so much. And most of it is because of government. It's not the people. The people can live in peace. I was not involved much in the war, although I saw people being burned to death and stuff like that, tires being put around them and set fire, and really it was pitiful. I have picked up and taken people home in the van because they could hardly travel. They were afraid. I have letters from them. They had to get out, otherwise they were finished. But so many people have just disappeared. You don't know what has happened. Probably, but many of them were just killed. Father Hebert, he took my place at the technical school. He was going on a motorcycle. He had a boy behind, a Tamil boy. They were going through the, I guess, Muslim area. And just disappeared. We did not hear anything more about him after that. It's unbelievable. Turn this off and I'll tell you something.
Today the climate is such that most young people want very anxiously to get away. They feel that they'll be in a safer climate if they move up completely out of Bhattacharya. And when news comes out asking about the boat people, there's a general anxiety when such news percolates for more and more people to dare to leave. And houses are being sold, paddy fields are being sold to somehow raise this money to give it to these agents who are involved in this.
Pradeepan, 22 days at sea.
இப்போ வந்து இப்போ காலம் வந்தே இல்லை எந்த நேரம் தொழில்தான் செய்கிறாங்க
ஜெனரேஷன் பை ஜெனரேஷன் வி ஆர் டூயிங் ஃபிஷிங் அவர் ஃபாதர் டிட் தட் அண்ட் ஐ மை செல்ஃப் ஸ்டார்டட் ஏஜ் ஆஃப் 15 அண்ட் ஸ்டில் ஐ எம் டூயிங் த ஃபிஷிங்
அதான் இனி இப்போ அதாரும் சேர்ந்து சிக்கல் இனி அவர் ஒரு சின்ன பிரச்சனையிலையும் இதே மெல்ல சொன்னேன் நான் அப்போ தான் உயிரோட எங்கன்னா போய் சேர்ந்து எப்படியோ நல்லாண்டாச்சுதான்
He didn't teach his son fishing. He said his son Pradeepan fled the country because of so many reasons. During the war, the youngsters were affected. They will be taken by the forces or they will be harassed by the people. Sometimes they went missing. Even now, the situation is not normal. They faced a lot of harassment. They faced a lot of arrest. So they don't like to face anymore.
ஏனண்டா இங்கே இருந்தால் மர உயிர் போச்சேன்டா தாயகி சவரத்தலகி இப்போ நான் மட்டும்தான் இருக்கேன் இனி நான் இப்போ செத்தாலும் உண்டு தான்
He accepted his son's decision, even though it's a very dangerous journey on the sea for 22 days. His son Pradeepan, he's still in the refugee camp in Australia. He's been there from August 2012, but he's still waiting in the camp.
My former students, they are between the devil and the deep sea. When they hear of repeated failures of these emigrants getting caught by not only the forces, but by the weather, the storm, the cyclones and the heavy winds, they are not that keen to take the risk. I am lucky because I won't be living that long to seeing the various atrocities, the various things that you have to stomach. In fact, there are times when I am very, very depressed. So writing makes me send that out. It has a cathartic process. I think even from my younger days, I have lived with this typewriter. And when my articles get published, I am very, very happy. In fact, I had an article on the singing fish ready to be sent to the papers. I've almost finished it. I had some photographs also.
After the rain, search for the singing fish.
So we had a heavy rain today and yesterday. So our lagoon is full and then our water is flowing into the sea. There are a lot of sounds of water moving around the rocks. Now we are trying to attach a steel pole into our sound recorder and try to lower into the water and see how deep it can go. I'm just lowering. I could feel the vibration on the wires. Wow. What the hell? We are hearing like two different kind of sounds. The one is kind of typical singing fish sound. The other one is kind of different.
We believe it's coming from different distances. So because of that, we hear different sounds. The rainy season, you have a lot of water. Water is running through the big population of this shellfish. It makes a sound. But the pattern we recorded, it appears not so. Somebody is purposefully making the sound.
So there are a lot of sounds of water moving around the rocks. Right now we have lowered much deeper into the water and tried to capture more sound. It was amazing to hear the sound of the singing fish alive. But right now we could hear it even underneath the water, so we can safely say that it's not a myth anymore.
Immediately after the tsunami, I was very concerned. I was thinking that the tsunami would have smashed up the singing fish and all details of it. And so I hurried to meet a very elderly fisherman who has a obtruding stomach and a fondness to all the time drink toddy. So I called him and said, tonight you must take me. I want to test whether with the tsunami the singing fish also have disappeared. And we got into the boat. I could see the perfumes of toddy in full blast. And so as I was nearing the Elephant Rock, I told him to switch off the engine of the boat. And I was on pins, listening, will this great wonder, has it disappeared or is it still on? And then I was thrilled when I got the response that they were still in business. The mystery of the fish that sing is far from being laid aside. Despite various factors, natural and artificial, taking place, the sound of the music has not disappeared. It is still on, and maybe still on for many more years to come.
The Singing Fish of Batticaloa was produced by Cicely Fell with Kanan Arunasalam, and it was a Falling Tree production for the BBC World Service. The BBC.